Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here. And we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we have another topic talk for you. And Social, you have kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, like a situation or a conundrum. A conundrum is like a difficult decision or difficult situation. So what is the conundrum?
Jack, this has become really popular among netizens in the last maybe even couple of months. And it's very popular amongst American netizens. So I'm curious to hear what your answer is. Mm-hmm. So, without any context, let's say that your wife and your daughter are in the woods lost and alone, and they have, you know, no internet, cell service, whatever to call you or call anyone else. Would you rather they come across a strange man that they don't know, like you don't know, they don't know, nobody knows him or his intentions or anything? Or would you rather they come across a bear?
Okay. So just to, for our listeners there, in case you didn't catch that, you said, Social, that my wife and my daughter are in the woods, just walking in the woods. They have no cell phone, no way to contact anybody. And the question is, would I rather they come across a bear or a strange man that they don't know?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Oh, gosh, this is, you know, this should be an easy question. I mean, if we lived in like a reasonable world, you know, where we, you know, but I feel like I listen to a lot of like true crime podcasts. And so I've listened to too much true crime to answer this one easily. What kind of bear is it? Is it a grizzly bear?
Don't know. We don't know what kind of bear it is.
Know what kind of bear it is. It could be a brown bear. It could be a black bear. It could be a grizzly bear.
It's just like you don't know what kind of man it is. You also don't know what kind of bear it is. So, yeah, have to make a choice there.
Do I know the gender of the bear?
No.
All right, because you know, if it were a female bear, I would choose the man, because you know, if a female bear is protecting her cubs, if her cubs are in the area, that's a very dangerous situation.
Right.
So I would just hope that the man is not a psychotic killer, you know, a psycho. If the bear were male, it's probably going to just leave them alone. You know, like they don't really necessarily see humans as prey necessarily. unless they're
Right.
starving. You know, they'll pretty much just, they might play around with you or whatever, which is terrifying, you know. That could still kill you or injure you, but generally speaking, they'll leave you alone. If it's a male bear and it's starving, it'll eat you. So that in that case, I mean, there's just too many, I guess there are too many variables when it
You
comes to the bear.
can't overcomplicate it, Jack. You don't know. Because also, you could also think, black bears, like 100% of the time, pretty much, like 99.9% of the time, a black bear will run away if it sees a human. Like, it'll just
Right,
take you.
exactly. They're not interested in humans, really. You know, they might be
They're scared.
curious.
Black bears are scared of humans, actually, a little bit. Like, if they see one, I run into them when I was camping in national parks. We did like 2 week backpacking in national park, and they like run away because they're kind of scared of people, black bears. And they're a lot smaller than grizzly bears, actually. They're not that
The
big.
problem is just the problem is that bears are just too unreliable right now for me to like if my wife and my daughter came across a bear, they're just too you just never know what's gonna happen. Like it's
Well,
just
what about
too
men? So are
right.
men reliable to you?
Well, I think a bear is gonna do what a bear is gonna do, right? Like they weigh 500 pounds. They're gonna, you know, if they decide that they wanna, you know, bite you and mess you up, they'll do it. And it's really kind of like it's very much like a coin toss. Now, the man, on the other hand, what percentage of men are psycho killers? I mean, like it's got to be minuscule, right? It's got to be like small
I feel kind of
percentage.
bad, Jack, because I was like, I realize that you're a good guy and that's why you don't think of this. But like, think about it this way. How many men are psycho killers? Yeah. How many men are actually good people when they come across a woman alone in the woods?
I'm going to say still a large majority are good people, but there is a percentage of very bad people that are gonna be like a crime of we call this we would call this a crime of opportunity, right? It's like they're not necessarily going to do anything in society, but when society's not looking, you know, and they feel like they can, you know, sneak their hand into the cookie jar and get away with it. How many men, you know, what are they going to do? This is like the darkest podcast we've ever done when I think about it.
But I want to ask you something that might make it a little lighthearted and dark in a way. What would you have answered? What would you say if I said, would you rather that your wife and daughter come across a woman in the woods, a strange woman in the woods, or a bear in the woods?
Oh, woman. Yeah, 100
If you
zero.
know,
Yeah.
if you
I wouldn't hesitate in a, for a second.
And I'm like, you see how bad it is that like we have to we've sat here having quite a long conversation debating whether a man or a bear is a worse threat. And when we think about a woman, we're like, oh yeah, that's fine. Because
A woman is not a threat. Just like a
yeah, but also it just speaks about how poorly men behave in society and how many men are criminals and or just crappy people
Yeah,
that
I mean it is bad. I remember a few months ago my daughter was coming home and she got harassed by some guy. You know, she's 16 years old. And
Oh, no.
yeah, I ran outside. I was like, where is he? I'm gonna kill him, you know.
Good.
But it's just like, you know, it's what women have to deal with in society, you know, getting harassed and things like that, is kind of related to this question where, you know, if they were to come across a man in the woods, it would, that is also terrifying. But statistically, I would rather they come across a man than a bear, because the bear is just too unreliable. I just don't know what the bear is going to do. I just can't trust the bear, because the bear is just going to do what's in its nature, you know, which is hunt or whatever, you know, like attack, defend whatever it feels is necessary at that moment. A man, if 95% of men are decent people, that's a pretty, those are pretty good odds, right? That she's not going to come across that other 5%.
Wow,
So,
Jack, you have a really good you think 95% of men are decent people.
I
I'm
think
not
so.
trying to alienate our male audience or anything. I just think most men would, even most men would probably disagree with you on how many, what percentage of men are good people when a crime of opportunity arises. And so I would have to say I'm closer to this 75 or 65%
Oh
mark.
no, I don't. That's too high. I don't think. I really don't think that that men are that bad. I just think that like the crimes we, how can I say it? Like it's over amplified in some ways, like true crime, like because it's, you know, you only hear about
It's
the
like, I
bad
think
stories.
because you're a man.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
And that you feel this way, Jack,
You think
because
so?
I'm not trying to,
Gender
you know,
bias?
you're biased because you haven't experienced everything that a woman experiences. Your daughter's only 16 and she's already been harassed in the street by a man. Think about that. That's kind of what women grow up with. I think the first time I was harassed by a man, I was 9 years old.
Oh. Yeah, that's
So,
awful. That's really, it's disgusting. I mean, it's
yes,
disgusting behavior.
that.
I guess you, I mean, you, I could be totally wrong here. You could be more on point than, you know, 75, 25. I was, I guess I'm just, I 5% seemed like a high number to me, even then, you know, like,
That's
because that's a
so
lot of
funny.
people. That's a lot of people, you know. That's like in the United States, that would be 15 million people, you know.
You must surround yourself with really nice guys, like really great
Yeah, I guess I
other
just
men that are really great.
my friends and colleagues that I work with are just very decent people. I guess I don't
That's crazy. Like, I don't know. And this probably part of it is also culture. Cultural, but it, I'll tell you, netizens in the U.S. Even though the U.S. is to me a fairly safe country for women compared to Mexico and even compared to Korea in some contexts, because while I did feel safe walking around in Korea late at night to the convenience store or whatever situations, you see horrible things come out in the news about women in clubs in Korea and all sorts of horrible trafficking rings and terrible, you know, things that happen. So the US is a fairly safe country for women, I think, in my opinion,
Oh
compared
yeah, and
to where I
I
am
was
right
thinking
now.
USA actually. I was kind of being like I was, you know, but I think that like, you know, for the most part, like
I
you
think it's
could.
like, even though regardless of the fact that the USA is a safe country for women, most women netizens are choosing the bear.
Really, they're going with the bear.
And
Because the
I
bear
would
might
choose
just turn,
the
because they're
bear.
thinking the bear's just going to turn around and run away, and then it's done, they're free. But the man is like, you gotta deal with this. Like, if he's a good guy, okay, fine, he'll help you get out of the woods. But, you know, if he's crazy, you know, sick or deranged man, a sick, deranged man, yeah, I would much rather have the bear, you know. Yeah. Oh,
Right.
this is tough. This is a tough one. I'm still gonna go with the man over the bear. I still think that the bear, there are just too many variables with the bear. I just can't trust the bear.
I'm gonna
And
go with
yeah.
the bear. Sorry, go ahead.
No. You're gonna go with the bear.
I'd rather go with the bear than the man because I've grown up as a woman and I've experienced too many things throughout my life to trust a random man in the woods. And I have encountered random bears in the woods. When I was camping and backpacking, I have that experience. And bears, especially black bears, usually run away. And grizzly bears are not as vicious as a lot of people think they are if they're not like really in attack mode. They kind of just chill a lot of the time. Like if they're starving, then they might eat you.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
The worst they can do is like maim or eat you. I know that sounds terrible, but like
A grizzly
if you
will
run.
mess you up, though. Those are terrifying. They're big.
Yeah.
They're giant.
If it attacks you, yeah, it will mess you up. But there's that whole documentary, Grizzly Man, where he lived amongst grizzly bears for like 20 years before he was eaten by one.
Yeah, but it's a bear. I
Yeah,
mean,
like it's a man. Just
he's what if he's just he's probably just a probably just a hunter, you know? He's probably out hunting, just a nice guy, you know, trying to
hunting.
shoot a
I don't know
deer.
if I've ever met a nice guy that like hunted animals. I mean, except for people who traditionally do, like indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Most people who have hunting as like a hobby are kind of weird too. It's like, I don't know. I just wouldn't trust it, man. I just don't know. There's too many variables with a man, and so I'd rather be maimed and killed by a bear than if it came down to it, than like tortured and killed by a man. I know this is so dark.
The more I think about this, your answer, the more insane I think it is, though. Like a bear versus a man, like a human. Ugh, I don't know. I mean, I get why the netizens and why you guys think like the bear is better, but I just think statistically, the man would be a much safer bet.
Statistically, most bears are going to run away from you when they encounter you. Like most of the time in the US, you're going to encounter a black bear and it's going to run.
Like, what percentage of the time do you think a bear would actually attack you, though? You think it's the
That's a
same? Do you think
question.
it's like less than 5%?
But I don't think that's less than 5% for men, Jack. I don't think that at all. I'm pretty sure.
It can't be more than 5% of men.
I'm
That's
gonna
you're talking about like
let's look up statistics.
hundreds of millions of people. I mean.
I'm gonna look up statistics on this. I'm gonna look up statistics. And so 1 in 3 women have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. And let's see.
Yeah, that tracks. I would believe that. But that's domestic violence, a little different than in the woods, I think.
It says, I came across one statistic that demonstrated that roughly 1/3 of women experience assault of some kind. It's kind of a lack of reliable data here.
Yeah, I don't think it's hard to gauge because what you're talking about in the woods, this is like a full on like felony level, like, you know, crime, like the worst crime you can do, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. This is just, there's no way for us to really resolve
Let's
it, I guess.
see,
It's
20.
just kind of our feelings, you know? Like,
So
I'd
I'm gonna
still.
come back next week with stats because I want because I want I'm gonna come back next week with stats because I feel like you have your blinders on because you're a man and I want to
All right.
dismantle this. So
I gotta get my man
I'm gonna
blinders off.
get I also I want you to talk to your wife. I want you to ask your wife this if you think she'd be down to answer
Yeah, sure. I'll
this.
ask her. I'll tell you what she says next week for sure.
She's probably gonna be like, why are you asking me this dumb
You mean
question?
that's a weird, yeah, are you gonna murder
Very
me?
weird
Yeah.
question. Yeah, so I've been married to a serial killer all these years.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but it is a weird question, but I think one thing that should give us pause is just thinking about how quick we would be to answer that if it were a woman in the woods, we would just automatically choose a woman. And when it's a man, we do think. We're sitting here and thinking about it, and
No,
it's crazy to me.
I think you made the point, and I think the point is very clear that there's a distinction. And why is there? There should not be one. And it's sad. It's a sad commentary on our society or our world or whatever that I couldn't answer that one as fast as that the answers, you know, when it's a woman, it's so quick to say the woman, but when it's a man, I'm hesitating, you know. right there, it's already the point is already made, you know? So,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listeners, this was a bit of a dark episode, but an interesting episode nonetheless.
Yes.
So I'm curious to know what your answers are. Please leave us a comment at azenglishpodcast.com. Shoot us an email at azenglishpodcast@gmail.com. And please join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. I'm really, really curious to see what the women think. And yeah, I gotta know. I gotta know, guys. So let me know what you think in the WeChat and WhatsApp groups. And yeah, also Jack and I have started an English corner, and we do this Monday to Friday, and it's really fun. We have a lot of fluent English speakers in there, and we have a lot of people that you get a lot of speaking time to get to practice your English and better your English with your other co-learners, co-classmates almost on the podcast. And I think that it's really interesting. We have discussion questions, and I've had a really good time doing it so far. And it's 10 USD a month, which is about 20, or sorry, 50 cents a class, because we 20 classes total. So yeah, I hope that you guys can join us for that. And if you're so interested, make sure to send us a message and we'll get back to you on how you can join. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.